House Republicans have complained loudly about the impeachment process has conducted so far. Congressman Mullen sharply criticized Representative Kendra Horn for her decision to support impeachment hearings. Horn's response? Well, this was a vote to ask questions and get answers, not a vote for actual impeachment.
We may not all like every part of the process. The process matters, and we have to ensure that people have their voices heard. And that is what I voted for, and that's what I'll continue to support, is making sure that everybody has an opportunity. And I'm going to keep talking about all of the other things that we're doing, because that matters.
And it's not like there haven't been any Republicans in the room.
There are both Democrats and Republicans on all of the committees that have been conducting this. They have had access to be in the room for all of the witnesses, and will continue to have that access throughout the public phase of this, and have the ability under these rules to, to issue subpoenas if they need to.
She points out that impeachment's not the only iron in the fire.
I don't know what they're going to come out with. As you said, it's hard enough for you to keep up with, and we're doing work of helping Oklahomans and fighting for important issues that impact the lives of people day in and day out. They're kitchen table issues that people feel.
For example, Congress and the president have until November 21st, less than 2 weeks, to reach some kind of deal on a budget. The House passed almost all of its appropriations bills before the end of June, but the Senate?
The end of the fiscal year was September the 30th. They did not pass one funding bill until almost a month after the new fiscal year started.
So it looks like there'll be a CR, a continuing resolution, not a full budget bill again.
We have to do another short-term continuing resolution to get it done, but I am adamantly opposed to this idea of a long-term continuing resolution. It's just not acceptable.
And neither, she says, is a shutdown.
I walked in to this position in the middle of a shutdown. And fundamentally, we should never, and both parties have done it, nobody's accepted, and it's unacceptable that it was ever thought to be okay for elected officials to use a shutdown as a political tool.
But a shutdown is a possibility, which President Trump has publicly refused to rule out. Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.